Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, W.J. Armstrong, and here tonight, I have to apologize. I was a little late getting home, excuse me, from out of town, and I was having problems finding the article that we were going to discuss tonight, dealing with the evil genesis of America. And I'd like to have documentation. So what we're going to talk about tonight, I'm not sure. But we will have the tonight's discussion that was scheduled. It will be next week. I want to welcome you to Words Have Meaning. It's not what you say. The answer is how people perceive it and how it makes people feel. And as we think about this, I want us to really give some consideration to the words that we use on a daily basis and give some thought to what those words mean to you, and let's put ourselves in a position that we were in, say, 20 years ago. And we will hear the same words that we are speaking now. How did you think you felt when you heard words? When you heard words such as racism, white supremacy, Christianity, Muslim? How do you feel? And then you heard the word Father Abraham. When you heard this, what came to your mind? And those of you who can't think back that far, remember back that far, when you hear those words today, what comes to your mind? I know what comes to mind. I go back to the 50s, whenever racism the norm, and it was spoken, not unspoken norm, but the spoken norm. And then it became unspoken. And whenever that happened, some of us began to make certain assumptions that whenever that generation died out, things would change. Change, the word change. What, when you hear that word, what does it mean? What do you feel like? What do you feel? What do you hear? It's amazing that whenever we are in the process of writing history and rewriting history, we are forced to think. We are forced to place those words that we hear in some type of context. Whenever we can keep them in a context, they have a different meaning. Whenever we speak them or hear them in the abstract. And I want us to really sit with words. Sit with words. For example, high school diploma. High school diploma meant that one must put in 8 years and they must have passing grades in the courses that they are taking during that 8-year period. And whenever we sit and focus, some of us think back, I know I can think back to the 50s when a high school diploma wasn't one of those things that most people strive to achieve, because the type of jobs, when you grow up in an agriculture type economy, you don't really need a high school diploma to crop tobacco, to drive a tractor, or before the tractor, what I call the tractor, I call that the machine age, and you use the mule. So that effort wasn't there for you to get that high school diploma. Now, during my lifetime, the governor at that time, Terry Sanford, he made a bold statement. And I was still in elementary school. His statement was that everybody needs to get a high school diploma. Now, some of my colleagues and friends, they made a decision that it was going to be over at elementary school, and that would have been 8 years. And others wanted to go on to high school. But now this man is telling you, you're going to need a high school diploma to get a decent job, to have an ability to live a decent, productive life. So that meant we had to add another 4 years, and we had to practice deferred gratification. Deferred gratification is just what it said. You defer something something that you're interested in, you defer it, you postpone it, or you push the time back for doing it or getting it. Because once you get it, you'll be gratified. And now, what did I feel? Best I can remember, it wasn't a choice as to whether I was going to high school. It wasn't a choice. But I wonder about my friends, who some of them were just hanging on. They were going to drop out. So we gone, then we roll in high school. About the time we get to be a junior, he comes up, the governor now, saying that we need to get a college degree. We needed to get a college degree. College degree meant investing an additional 4 years into this. And again, deferred gratification. Whatever it was that you wanted, that you aspired to get, you had to postpone that. As they say, kick the can on down the road. And we were told that once you come out of college, you can get a job making $6,000 a year. Back then, in the 60s, early 60s, mid 60s, $6,000 was lots of money, we thought. That was sort of an incentive for us to go on. And I'm walking through this. Now, what did I feel whenever he was saying that we need to get a four-year degree and you could make $6,000 a year? One then think about transportation. Think about buying a car. And you don't have to buy a used car. Back then they didn't have pre-owned cars. They was called used. And most of the time they were used. So how much energy do you put forth in order to be able to achieve that goal at the end of the 4 years? We have to think about all this. There are feelings wrapped up in this. There's feelings wrapped up in about everything. And those feelings have propelled us to victory. I'm checking the keyboard, switchboard rather, and no one has called in. So we were doing another couple of minutes. Like I said, this is not the program that I was preparing for. America's Psychic, you can call it that. Because a nation, an organization, takes on a personality, a distinct personality. And we're going to get into that next week. Now, back to where we were. And it's interesting. I'm African American. And what did I feel? What did I hear? I felt and I heard that somebody cares about me too. Because he didn't say all white students. He didn't say all black students. He didn't say all Native American students. And I sensed that that was fantastic. Here's somebody thought enough of me to move those obstacles that normally were placed in the path of African Americans that prevent them from getting an education. A higher education. I am checking the switchboard. And there's no one called back. The people may be listening by a computer. That's fine. And so doing, let me can get your feedback. That's what these programs live off of. It's the interaction with the listeners. That feedback is so important. So if you call in, then we can have a dialogue. Otherwise, at 7:00, we will end this segment tonight because I was prepared for a 30-minute message, 15-plus discussion. And now 30 minutes is about up. And now I want you to just think whether teenager felt like, whether non-teenager, what a person in the third and fourth grade feel when he hears that he must get a high school diploma. And think about what a 8th grader feels like whenever, not 8th grader, sorry about that, I wasn't in 8th grade, I was in 9th grade, I think, when that announcement came out that we all need to get a college degree. And we think that governor, Terry Sanford, for he had the best interest of his electorate at heart, whereas some of the other ones, no. No, no, no way. Well, they're going to provide any way, any means for African Americans, Native Americans. Well, some Native Americans, they let them slide. But definitely African Americans, we we wouldn't have made it. No. Actually, we don't have any callers. And because of that, we're going to sign off until next week. And next week, we will definitely deal with Eva. And we can ask ourselves the question, where did Eva come from? I know there was a pause there, and that was a purpose. The purpose of the pause was to see if anybody who listened to our computer had decided to call in, or if there was somebody that was tuning in late that wanted to call, that called in and had a question about what was said before they called in. Therefore, we will be back next Sunday at 6:30. And I want everybody to think about the words that you use. Think about how the hearer might be processing what you said. Also, let's go to the feeling level. Think about how your words made them feel. And now, until next week, next Sunday, 6:30, we will have, now let's, oh, the email address is talkingdrums12@gmail.com. Those of you who are listening may want to email, send an email that indicate the program title or the host name whenever you contact them with a suggestion or a question. That's all to make our life a little bit easier. So, I thank you. And I trust and pray you have a good week. Until next Sunday, 6:30. Shalom.